Did they go around another part of Vrindavan Forest? As I said in the morning, the Vrindavan Forest is very big, very beautiful. Technically, the significance is that the place where Vrinda Devi is presiding, that forest is called Vrindavan. Another definition of the word is where the place where Tulsi Devi is growing. There is unlimited Tulsi Devi in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada wrote a purport in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is called Chaitanya Manjusa. This was written by Vishwanath Chakravarti. Prabhupada says that this is the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Araja Bhagavan, or worshipable God, Bhagavan, who is the king of Vrindavan, Vrajesha, the son of the king of Vrindavan, Krishna. And Vrindavan is just as worshipable as him. And the topmost form of worship of Krishna, the worship that the gopis performed, and the topmost evidence in scriptures, which is supporting Krishna's opulence and Vrindavan's opulence, the devotion of the gopis, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. And the connection between these three things, Krishna, Vrindavan, and the gopis, this is the prema, the topmost goal of life. This is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Someone asked earlier, why are the pastime places in a different position in Krishna Valley than in Bhoma Vrindavan? And the answer is Bhagavata, as Bhagavatam says. Just like Krishna is Svarat, independent, the dam is also independent. This thing that the directions or the form should be the same. These are material considerations. These don't define what is spiritual. If we have such limitations, everything works because something that controls everything, it's not directions, a place or time, but consciousness. And there are two main conscious persons who direct or control consciousness, Krishna and his servants. And the conscious relationship between them is what attracts Vrindavan Dham. So that Giriraj and Nandagram and all these places are in a different geographic location. It is not important. What is important is how Krishna decides to manifest himself. And the main attraction for him is how devotees worship him. If devotees worship Lord Krishna, then Krishna is there and Krishna's pastimes manifest in Shrida Mayapur. Shrida Mayapur is no different from Vrindavan Dham, but all the pastimes are at a completely different place. The same pastimes are in completely different places, and sometimes they happen in several places, like Radha Kund. In Vrindavan is exactly next to Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill in Navadvip it's in Koladvip, and Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the last person who defined where they are, and they are in Ritudvip, which is quite a distance from Koladvip. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he saw Radha Kund and Shyama Kund in Mayapur in Antadvip, where his main samadhis and Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj's samadhis. So where are they? So Krishna says, Aham Tishtani Vaikunte. At that place where devotees worship the holy places will manifest. So we also have the inspiration that especially devotees who live in Krishna Valley and have a daily relationship with the Dham, then the Dham will manifest. Some of the things I have written. Some of the things I have written, then they are related to the pastimes. But in time, the personal realization of the devotees will prove if these places are here or they are at other places also. Everything is possible. Before the evening kirtan, we will go around. We start at Gopeshwar. We will stop there. We will take Radheshyam there, so that Gopeshwar can take darshan from them. And then we will see Surya Kund, and we will go around, and then we will come up at the office, and we will more or less stay on the road. And maybe we try to find some shade so that devotees can sit in the shade. And the remaining party can leave now.
That's like a howl.
There's any howl.
Megha. Oh dear.
Vaishnava, exclusive one, Krishna imádja.
Even though Gaudiya Vaishnavas worship exclusive to Krishna.
De mindenki, aki imádja Krishnát, mi imádunk azokat.
But we worship everyone who worships Krishna.
És ezért, mert Bhagavatam mondja Vaishnavanam, Sutashambhu.
Therefore, because Bhagavatam says Vaishnavanam,
Vaishnava között, Ulshiva, ezért mindig, ahol látjuk Krisnának a kettelését, akkor Ulshivának sokszor van szerepe.
Therefore, wherever we see the pastimes of Krishna, Lord Shiva often has a role.
Ulshivának az volt a vágya, hogy ő is tudjon részt venni, és ezért ő kapott tanácsot Náradának.
Therefore, he got advice from Narada Muni.
Találkozott valamilyen gópikkal.
And he met some gopis.
Aztán őten elvitték oda Mansarovarába.
Took him to Mansarovar.
És Mansarovarába ottan bevitték a tóba.
And they took him to the lake at Mansarovar, and then he came out. Then he had the body of a gopi.
Pont akkor Krishna Vamsivat környékében.
Just at that time, Krishna was around Vamsivat with the gopis.
És amikor Ulshiva oda ment,
and then Lord Shiva went
there. Akkor így ült Krishna Srimati Radharanival.
Krishna was sitting like this with Srimati Radharani, and the other gopis were around them, standing and fanning them, and they were singing. And when Lord Shiva
bejött, mint gópi, akkor úgy Krishna felállt.
When Lord Shiva came in as a gopi, Krishna stood up.
Srimati Radharani nem értette.
Srimati Radharani didn't understand why he respects this gopi, why he honors her.
Ez a mi bhaktán.
And Krishna said that this is our devotee, Lord Shiva.
És hát akkor volt egy kis beszéd közöttük.
There was a little talk among them.
Mert nem elég arra, hogy csak hogy valaki úgy nézzen, mint egy gopi, arra, hogy részt veszel a rasa-táncba.
Because to be able to participate in the residence, it is not enough to look like a gopi.
És hogyha valaki
so
belül
has
nem
to be
az,
like that inside as well. Otherwise, if she is not, the external outlook is not enough.
És azért ugye egymás között beszélgettek. Ez egy kedves módszer mondani, hogy te nem jöhetsz ide.
This is a nice way of saying that you can't come in here.
De ugye egy baktának a fő dolog az Úrnak a parancsa.
But for the devotee, the main thing is the order of the Lord.
Ő személyesen akar.
Even if it is not what he personally likes.
És akkor Úr Shiva ide jött.
And then Lord Shiva came
here. Itten van ez, ahová mentek, hogy mondják, és itten úgy van Ivádban, mint Gopisvara.
And this is the place where they sent him.
Gopi
and
Isvara.
He's called Gopisvara, the Gopi. Protector of the gopis.
Itten nekünk Gopisvara Mahadev.
Here Gopisvara Mahadev.
Benne van mind azok a Shivák, akik találhatók Vrindávanban.
Gopisvara Mahadev includes all the Shivas who are present in Vrindávan.
Mondtam, hogy van ez az öt fő, de sok-sok-sok ezer Shiva múlti található Vrindávanban.
Five main Shivas, but there is many thousands of them in Vrindávan. Gopisvara,
Chakrisvara, Bhuteshvara, Kámisvara, Nandisvara, ez az öt fő új Shiva.
This five is the
És amíg a többiek be vannak állítva, mindegyik új Shiva Isten Gopisvaranát
van. As they are not installed at the other places, then Gopisvar is worshipped as all of them.
Then, ez a ima, amit olvashatunk, mondja, hogy
this prayer that we can read,
Vrindavani Kati Jayashoma Shono Momen Shanatma Samanatma Naradevya Gopeshara Vajabhilasi Vagni Padme Prema Kriyasi Adi Namo Namaste. Én Istenek, bakták, mindenki imádkozik Úr
Sivához,
hogy kapjunk szeretetet Krishna felé.
So that we can get love for Lord Krishna.
A gópik is rendszeresen ide szoktak jönni.
And the gopis also come here like regularly to worship him.
Így marad Vrindavanba, mint Shiva lingam.
When he remains here in Vrindavan as a Shiva lingam, so that they can get the company of Krishna.
Ezért, ahogy Úr Shiva nagyon kedvence Radhikámnak.
Therefore, just as Lord Shiva is a very favorite of Radhikám, we also have to pray to him.
Nem csak amikor ide látogatunk Krishna, gondoljuk, hogy ők azok, akik itt a parkolókban vannak, ők is jó domája.
Not just when we visit him, but to Krishna Valley. Two of them, Yogamaya and him, are the gateways. Without them, we cannot enter Vrindavan.
Most hátul, itt a mögöttünk van Suryakund.
Behind us is Suryakund.
Van ott egy zászló.
The green flag.
Milyen színű? Zöld. Ahol látjátok a zöld zászlót.
There you see the green flag.
Ottan van Suryakund.
There is Suryakund. Is it visible? I believe it.
Here's the mic. It's over here.
The English translation is
Hare
Krishna.
Suryakund. Suryakund egy nagyon nagyon fontos hely, ahogy
Suryakund is a very important place.
Említettem korábban,
as I mentioned earlier,
Srimati Radharani,
that Srimati Radharani worships the sun god.
A Brijbasik általában félisten imádók.
The Brijbasis are usually demigod worshippers.
Indra imádja.
They worship Indra.
Gauri imádja.
Gauri.
Surya imádja.
Surya.
De ez igazából csak egy részlet, mert ők teljesen el vannak merülve
Krishna. But this is just a detail because they are completely absorbed in Krishna. This is a part of their pastime.
De sok helyen van Surya Devnak imádó helye.
There is a lot of places of worship for Surya Dev.
Az egyik fő.
Suryakund is one of the main places.
Itten egy nagyon szép murti.
There is a very beautiful deity over here.
Narayan Rohan.
A deity of Lord Narayan.
Főleg minden vasárnap.
Especially every Sunday, Srimati Radharani comes here with her girlfriends to worship the sun god.
Van, amikor rendszeresen, naponta jön, de
sometimes
minimum minden
she comes vasárnap. Regularly, but at least every Sunday.
És ezelőtt ő Krishnával van, Radhakundban.
Before that, she is with Krishna at Radhakund.
És amiután Radhakundba táncolnak.
After they were dancing in Radhakund, not in the water, but on the bank, and they were walking around, swimming and taking rest, eating.
Van, amikor elaludnak.
Sometimes they take a nap.
Ugyanúgy, mint amikor mi Ugye, délután lefektetjük.
Just like when we put the deities to rest in the afternoon.
Akkor Srila Prabhupada mondta, hogy lehet, hogy aludnak, lehet, hogy nem aludnak.
Srila Prabhupada used to say that they might sleep, they might not.
De amikor elalszanak, akkor
when they
jön
do
az
fall
a hír,
asleep,
hogy Jatila, Surya Kund,
the news comes that Jatila is coming to Surya Kund to see how Srimati Radharani performs the puja. So then Srimati Radharani jumps up and they go with her friends with all kinds of paraphernalia to Surya Kund. And Krishna,
egy másik irányba megy oda.
Krishna goes to the same place from another direction. He dresses up as a Brahmin.
És amikor oda először megjön,
and when he first arrives, Srimati Radharani first arrived, then Jatila asks, where have you been? I was at Kusum Sarovar collecting flowers and so many other things. And then finally, I got here.
És akkor mondja, de rendeztél, hogy legyen valaki, aki csinálja a puja.
But did you arrange for someone to do the puja? Because the avaricious, they cannot directly worship deities. Of course, she forgot. So who will worship the deities? And just at that time, Madhu Mangal comes.
És hoz magával új tanítványát.
And he is bringing one of a new disciple of Bhrigu Muni, who is actually Krishna, dressed up as a Brahmin. And he introduces him to Jatila. And Jatila doesn't recognize him. This is Krishna's mystic potency. When he comes dressed up as a boy or girl or Brahmin, if he wants, then they don't recognize him. But Jatila thinks that this is a very handsome Brahmana. And she asks, look, do you do
menya?
Menya.
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 But will you do the puja for my daughter-in-law? Krishna says yes. Because our desire is that his husband will have many millions of cows. Krishna says, I will guarantee that he will have many millions of cows. And then I want my son to have a lot of children as well. Krishna says, yes, I guarantee.
Ez nem Arjuna-nak a fia.
Actually, Abhimanyu, not Arjuna's son, but Abhimanyu, who is the husband of Srimati Radharani, so-called husband. He's an eunuch. He's actually an eunuch.
És igazából nem is látta.
Eunuch. And he cannot even see Srimati Radharani.
Ő legjobban az árnyékát látja.
He sometimes might see her shadow.
Annyira, olyan mohó, mindig
but usually he is so greedy and he is so much engaged in counting his cows that he doesn't have any time for Srimati Radharani, which is a good thing, because Srimati Radharani doesn't have any time for him either.
És akkor elkezd Krishna csinálni, és akkor Krishna
csinálja a puja, and he's offering all kinds of things.
Így folytatódik ez, és akkor ez itt történik.
This carries on like this, and this happens here in Surya Kund.
Egyik részén Surya Kundnak.
There is a big stone, a big rock.
És abba a kőbe van.
And in this rock,
a benyomása
is the imprint of the sari of Srimati Radharani.
És ez volt a lakhelye egy olyan Madhusudan Das Babaji.
This was the residence of Madhusudan Das Babaji, who is not exactly in our line.
De körülötte van
this holy rock is there, and this is bona fide.
Mostan fogunk itten látni, hát ahogy itt ülünk, akkor még nem is mozdulunk, mert ők kényelmesen vagyunk. És itt a sárga, ez szalmala?
The yellow flag is szalmala.
Itten vannak a bivajok. Mert Nanda Maharajnak bivajok is vannak. De a bivajok itt vannak, és a tehenek ott vannak.
Buffaloes are over here, because Nanda Maharaj also has buffaloes.
Nem csak a bivajok vannak itten, szalmala, hanem amikor Krishna elmegy, ugye, gondoskodni a tehenekkel, a tehénpásztorfiúkkal, akkor jönnek a
kisfiúk.
Két éves, három éves fiúk,
és
akkor Krishna mondja, na most kimaradjatok itten,
itt túl
fiatalok
vagytok jönni. Ott van nagyon veszélyes
démonok
vannak, és akkor kicsit maradnak. So the little boys stay here.
Ők meg imitálják Krishnának a kedvét.
And they are imitating Krishna's pastimes all
day. És akkor, amikor jön Krishna vissza,
and when Krishna comes back with the cows,
ugrálnak fel,
they are also jumping up and down, and they are waiting for him, and they run to Krishna, and they ask him,
valami démont, máma?
Did you kill any demons today? Tell us the story.
És akkor ugyanúgy, mint ugye a gyerekek,
and then just like
nekünk is,
kids,
akkor ők is itt mindig játsszák ezeket
like
a
kettveléseket,
ahogy Krishnának a kettvelését.
Piros
Sahara?
Red one is
Sahara.
Red one is Sahara.
Sivatag. Sahara az
a desert.
Upanandának, aki a idősebb testvére Nanda
Maharajnak,
ez az ő falija, és ő egy tanácsadója Nanda Maharajnak.
This is his village, and he's a counselor of Nanda Maharaj.
Hát az ott lent Shanti.
And down there is Shanti.
Hát oda sétáljunk le, valami más helyet nem lehetek inni, és mögöttünk, nem, itten csak van szőjek van. Szóval lemegyünk Shankihoz, és ami pont Katyayani Pit van a másik oldalon, az útnál.
We go down to Shanki, and there is Katyayani Pit on the other side of the road.
Mert ottan van valami árnyék, és akkor
there is a little shadow over there, so we stop there.
Jó. Jai Gopeshwar Mahadev ki.
Jai.
Imádkozunk Gopeshwarhoz.
Let's pray to Gopeshwar for real pure bhakti.
És akkor folytatjuk az
and then we carry on.
Namo Namaste, lehet látni ilyen szép Shiva, Shuddha Vaishnava.
You can see how beautiful Lord Shiva is as a Shuddha Vaishnava.
Piros az Ramakun.
The red one is Ramakun.
Itt pont Raghunathdas Goswami mondja, hogy
Raghunathdas Goswami says
Jankartalan Maritun Otrata Sankha Chuda. Ezt a Sankha Chuda démonot itten ölte meg Krishna.
This is the place where Krishna killed Sankha Chuda demon.
Ott a sarkon van Ranabali.
There at the corner is Ranabali.
Ez egy igazi illőhely, holit játszani.
This is a proper place to play holi.
Ez egy holiról szól.
This whole area is about holi.
Itten, ugye, Data Palamba, Tripunodvata, Sankachuda, Nasatanasi, hasonló. Salam Barikuló, Bikú, Úr Balaram,
Lord Balaram,
ő itten volt,
when he was here,
Úr Krishnával,
with Lord Krishna,
és ők és a gópik itten nagy lelkesen mindenféle kettőt.
They at the gopis performed very enthusiastically different pastimes.
Ritka dolog.
This is a very rare occasion.
Úr Krishna van gópikkal.
When we hear that Lord Krishna is with the gopis,
Balaram jön az ő
barátnőjével. But Sukadeva Goswami explains here that Lord Balaram comes with his own girlfriend and Krishna comes with his girlfriend, and then there is a big party with a lot of dancing and singing, and they are also playing holi.
Akkor jön ez a Shankachuda.
Then the Shankachuda comes.
Ugye Shankachuda, ő Kuberának volt a pénztárosa, vagy egyik őre.
Shankachuda was one of the treasurers or guards of Kubera.
És ő ellopta ezt a Shyamantaka.
And he stole this Shyamantaka jewel.
Nagyon-nagyon drága, igazából egy gyémánt.
Very expensive type of diamond.
Ez olyan, mint hogy nem tudom mennyi, több száz kiló aranyt teremt minden nap, amikor
imádkozom. This produces hundreds of kilograms of gold when it is worshipped.
És eredetileg ez a napisten adta oda.
Originally this was given to Kuvera by the Sun God. And this Shankachuda stole it.
Nagyon büszke volt magáról.
He was very proud of himself.
Erről még ugye annyi más mese is van.
And there are so many other stories about this in Krishna book and other scriptures.
Mikor Kamsa elküldte Shankachudát, hogy okozzon valami problémát Krishnának.
Kamsa sent Shankachuda to give some trouble to Krishna.
De amikor itten látta Krishna és Balarámot már távolról,
but,
akkor gondolta.
When he saw Krishna and Balaram from a distance, then he thought, oh, they are too powerful.
De nagyon irigy lett.
But he became very envious of the gopis.
Amikor Krishna és Balaram nem pont arra felé nézte,
and then when Krishna and Balaram didn't look that way,
gopis.
He started to
kidnap.
He started to kidnap some of the gopis.
Amikor gopik elkezdtek kiabálni,
and when the gopis started to shout and cry, then Krishna saw that this demon is taking them away in the distance. So he started to run after them.
Shankachuda meglátta, hogy
and Shankachuda saw
Krishna,
that Krishna is coming very fast,
but
he didn't want to lose everything, so he caught Srimati Radharani.
Ez erről nincsen részletesen írva Bhagavatamba.
There is this isn't described in detail in the Bhagavatam. But it is very difficult to imagine that Shankachuda could touch Srimati Radharani, just like Ravana couldn't touch Sita Devi.
De Srimati Radharani úgy érezte, és a kettelés úgy járt.
But Srimati Radharani felt in this way, and the pastime went on in this way, and Krishna got even more angry. Rupa Goswami describes this in Lalita Madhava.
Amikor Krishna megy utána Shankachudára, azt
and
mondja,
when Krishna is chasing Shankachuda, he says,
várok, hogy örökké éljél, hogy egész örökké tudjak téged kínozni.
He says that, demon, I just want you to live forever so that I can punish you, torture you forever.
És akkor persze megfogta Krishna, és elkezdtek
and
verekedni.
Krishna caught him, and they started to fight. They were beating each other. Especially there were big trees.
És akkor avval
and they were beating each other with that.
Végre,
and finally, Krishna killed this Shankachuda.
Ezt a drága gyémántot.
And he took this valuable diamond.
Úgy ment ez a gyémánt egy szemétől a másikra.
And this diamond went from one person to the next, from Satrajit, and another person got intoxicated by the connection with this diamond. And then here was the place where Krishna killed Shankarchuda.
És akkor ez itt a Rambag.
This is Rambag.
Rambag, Shambag.
There is Rambag and Shambag.
Ez bhag az jelenti, hogy kert.
Bhag means garden.
Van Balarámnak és Krishnának kedvenc kertjei.
These are the favorite gardens of Krishna and Balaram. That's why they came here with the gopis, because this is one of their favorite places.